your car,
in your home,
at your work.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Star 102.5.
Before I go to bed, the last thing I make sure to check is to make sure that the closet door is completely shut and closed all the way. It can't just be open even a little smidge.
Well, yeah.
If it's open a little smidge, I start to feel anxiety.
Yeah, well,
why?
Something...
I don't know.
Something might be able to come out of it.
Something might be able to come out of it.
Sure.
It seems off. Why is that door... Why is it open? That doesn't seem normal. It should be closed.
Gosh.
Close that door.
Do your kids call you for comfort in the middle of the night? Do they?
We huddle together and use my wife as a, you know, human shield.
There you go.
God.
Well,
hey, I'm the one sleeping closest to the closet, so okay, I put myself in the line of
oh,
fire.
Oh, you sure?
All right, so I'm being safe and I'm closing the closet door.
Since we're on bedroom confessions, or nighttime confessions, maybe we should call them nighttime confessions. When I am sleeping, I have to have my feet tucked underneath the blanket for fear that I will be tickled to death at some point. I don't know when that happened to me as a child. I don't know.
Well, you're still alive.
Thank you, Colleen.
It didn't.
I don't know.
You were never tickled
to
death.
But I don't know what made me think my exposed bare feet would be so vulnerable to that.
See, here I was worried I was going to be made fun of for worrying about the boogeyman, but you fear the tickle monster. So.
Correct.
Together we will.
So what
you
are we,
and I.
So what are we asking adults here?
Your weird like nighttime quirk. Like what has to be in order? What has to happen before you
before
can get
you
a
can
good
go
night's
to sleep.
Sleep?
Oh, okay.
Like what about, do you have nothing?
How do things happen?
You can
no.
just fall asleep? Like the closet door can be wide open with your feet just hanging out?
It doesn't matter.
So you can sleep with your feet just totally exposed, like on top of the sheets and blankets?
Oh, yeah.
You live a life of danger.
I just collapse. That's it. Now, my wife, of course, has to have her water bottle and her tissue and her chapstick.
Okay.
All very important things.
It takes her a half hour to get ready to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asleep. And then she gets in and starts talking.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love you, baby.
It's great.
I don't need much. I just sleep. I just go to bed. I mean, look, I'm a terrible sleeper. We've talked about that before. You guys know that.
Right.
But I don't need any, you know, no.
A series of events. Okay.
No.
All right.
See, I just think that's...
280-1025. I know we're not alone, Kurt.
Yeah. There's I'm sure you're not.
Other weirdness out there.
Like, I've gotten out of bed. I've been super comfortable. And I've seen the closet doors open by maybe just, you know, half a foot.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah, I'm the same
way. Why is it like that?
It's been 1,000 degrees. Like, we could be camping, whatever. It's hot, and I have to find something to tuck my feet under.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, socks don't work. So don't you just put socks on your feet? No, because
you know what, Kyle? We're the normal ones.
We
it's
are.
Ken.
Yeah,
Ken's
yeah.
normal.
Absolutely.
He's
you guys,
weird.
Go
He's
ahead.
So weird.
I could just fall asleep. Just go ahead and die on that hill. How you're normal. Okay.
All right.
280-1025. All you other freaks, call us now. All right, Ashley, go ahead, add to it.
Well, I'm a side sleeper, and I cannot fall asleep if my face is not facing my bedroom door.
Okay.
Ah, okay.
And why?
Well, I mean, someone's going to come in, and if they do, I'll be able to see them before they wake up.
That makes total sense.
It does? Her eyes are closed.
It's just the way it is.
Right, but when they open, because she hears something.
What she's going to hear is her already... You don't know that you watch mob shows? You don't hear it.
Well,
it happens.
No, I know I will.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you will.
Yeah, I believe you. Yes, you will.
Okay, Ashley. Sleep well.
Thanks
for calling. Bye.
What a Central Iowa morning sounds like. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.